VWA, mobile.
VWA, JM4, UBG, mobile.
Kevin, what's happening, baby?
You gonna be lined up for this weekend?
You wanna come up and try to weld that?
You started this afternoon, yeah. But if I can't, I'll call you and we might try to do it this next coming weekend. But I'm pretty sure I can get that welder started.
It's 5/8 inch plate steel we're welding now. All right, good deal. Now, can we weld? What's the weather supposed to be Saturday?
My buddy said it's supposed to be thunderstorms.
Yeah, that's what just dawned on me. I don't know if we're going to be able to do it unless you come up Sunday. And, I got to check with the boss and see what's going on Sunday.
Sure, man. Ain't no big deal. I mean, we'll figure it out. We'll do it one way or another.
All right. You know, we're supposed to have some high wind coming in here Saturday, too.
You got the airplane?
Planes, baby. Yeah, they won't get neither one of us off the ground, but I got airplanes. You know, I'm back flying RC.
I heard you and Dave talking about it. I think he's back in it, too, ain't he?
Oh yeah, we've been out some together. It's a ton of fun, but I tell you what, I'm ready for this wind to start dying down.
Yeah, Roger. Well, I ain't too far from you right now, man. I'm out here off of North McElhaney Road.
20 miles from me, son. Hey, you remember I'm up there near Highway 11 and New Cut Road.
Well, I was just thinking about I'm on your side of town over here. That's what I was thinking about.
Well, now that you are. Yep. So you're just out working up this way?
I'm up here to do a call right now. Trying to find the house here. It's 3440. And that's what I'm trying to find. I'm at 3348.
Okay. Well, have fun with that. You going out to work on a door?
Yeah, I got to work on a door. Trying to figure out how to get in here to it.
Had a driveway.
Well, listen, just call me when you get that welder up and running, and we'll try to work something out, okay?
Nothing else. Try to set it up one afternoon. You know, I'll just drive this truck over here. Talk to my boss, and I'll drive this thing over here.
All right. Sounds like a winner to me. Okay. Well, all we need then is some decent weather where we're not going to get washed away. All right, well, listen, you get in there and find your address, bud, and I'll talk to you soon. Let me know about that welder, whichever way, and we'll talk again soon.
Okay, that'll be fine. I'll holler back at you in a little bit then. You have a good one. KN4 VWA, KN4 UBG, I'll be clear.
KN4 VWA, clear.
4 HKX, mobile. 4 CPA mobile.
N0TR.
N0TR KB, 4 CPA. How are you doing there, Mr. Tom?
Good. I'm sitting here trying to put this shocker back on my back and watching Gunsmoke. Just finished up breakfast or brunch, if you will. I heard Patrick on there a minute ago too. And I heard Dave earlier, but I was eating. How's your day going?
Good. I'm supposed to be playing tennis right now, but the courts are, the court I reserved is underwater. It looks like a fishing lake and fishing pond. And so I went to the clinic at 9 o'clock, and it's inside. And and then they've got some courts. Since the sun came out, they got some courts that are drying up. And so I made a reservation. I changed her 10:30 to 1:30, and we're on a different court. But it all worked out.
What happened? Did they get natural flooding, or somebody run over a fire plug?
Last night, and we did too in Taylor's, but we evidently they got more than we did. So, they definitely got some rain, because just about all the clay courts were flooded. I think they had two open when by the time I finished the clinic at 10:30, they had two open. So, I think the hard courts are open, but there's only three of those.
So I woke up about 3 o'clock, and I could see lightning off in the southwest, but we got nothing.
Scattered showers, you know, here and there, there and yon. So, but anyway, so I'll go home and rest a couple hours, and then I'll head back over there and play some more. Actually, I hope it's a little cloudy, because at 1:30, I tell you, you're looking straight up into the sun when you're serving, and it's really tough serving, you know, when you have to look up at the sun. I don't like doing that.
Good sunglasses. Down here, that UV is, we've noticed, it's much worse than it was up in Kansas.
Y'all had a better ozone layer than we did, huh?
Well, I don't know what it is, but you go out in the sun here and it just feels like it's cooking you. When it's summertime, about noon hour, it just seems more intense, whether it is or not. I don't know. And I think you're talking about the Dobson layer.
All those layers, I know it's the ionosphere, and I think it's the only one I can remember. Remember that one, I don't know. But, anywho, I don't want to be up that high. If it's higher than sitting up in a car or a truck, that's too high for me.
Well, there's one lower one. I can't remember it, in the stratosphere and then the ionosphere, I think, Dave. But, I'm sitting over here trying to read the newspaper, and when I read anymore, I get sleepy, and it just ticks me off to no end. So I come over here and sit down at the computer, drank my sand, and got that over with, and Bernice is still reading the paper. I think we're going to go out and work on the raised bed this morning. We bought some 2x12s for that.
Got the COVID shot Thursday. When was it? Wednesday. And by Wednesday night, she was just in bad shape. And let's see. Yeah, I think I got that right. What's today? I don't even know what today is. And, today's Friday. So it was Wednesday, and she got, she really got sick. She had a fever of 104, and she stayed like that for 2 days. She had the chills and headache and the nausea. I mean, it really did a number on her, but they said that happens to people that some people that have a real bad case of the COVID, and she's already had COVID, and she did have a bad case of it. She got pneumonia, and, you know, so I really felt for her, but she feels better today. She slept good last night and feels good this morning, so I'm glad, because she was really suffering there.
We were sure sorry to hear that. Bernice and I don't know your wife, but we certainly send our best wishes that way, Dave. That sucks. Steve's wife was that way. I don't think she had had the COVID, though. But I would be interested in knowing which one. We had the Pfizer. We had no reaction whatsoever. And I know you didn't either. But I've heard some reports of that, especially with the Moderna.
She got it at Kmart, and same place I did. I think it was the Pfizer, unless they've changed it, because that's what I got. And I didn't have any problems. Just well, the first one I had just a tiny bit of chills right before I went to bed that night, but it wouldn't even.
Oh, in 0-2.
Daggum, Tom, my radio went off. I'm sorry. KB4CBA.
No problem, Dave. I thought possibly you got a phone call. I heard a phone ring, and I thought, yeah, once in a while, Bernice or I, mainly Bernice, if she throws a towel down or something there by the seatbelt, it'll move the VFO over to another frequency and or another memory. But at any rate, don't happen very often. I have lost a couple of people that way. Oh, shoot. Well, you can come up here and help us with these raised beds today. Maybe we can do a little antenna work out there. I got to take the slack out of one end and pull the other end up. And boy, the way I felt the last 2 days, I don't think I could walk down there and back. I don't know what happened yesterday. Well, I kind of do, too. I usually alternate. Of a morning, I'll take a couple of ibuprofens, and then about 4 hours later, I'll take a couple of Tylenols, and then about 4 hours later, whatever. And I didn't do that, and boy, it hit me all at once yesterday. The guy that come out and put in our dishwasher, we really enjoyed him. He was from, what was the name of that town? Montebello? Campobello. I said Montebello. Campobello. And he was in the cars a lot, so I took him over and showed him my neighbor's cars. And they had a nice chat. And he soups up mini bikes. He got mini bikes and run 80 miles an hour, Dave. So we really enjoyed him.
Going 80 miles an hour on a mini bike. Good Lord. Well, what I was saying was I'm sitting in the garage here, so I'm gonna bail out on you. But I need to send you. I need to look up your email address and send you my email, and so you can send me your address, or you can look up my address on, or my email address on QRZ, and send me your address so I can get up there. Now, I'll be glad to help you with the antenna. I won't be able to do it today. I could probably do it tomorrow, but, you know. But let me jump out of here for right now and go inside, and be good to talk with you, and you take care. Stick around for your final KB4CBA.
Well, thanks, Dave. I appreciate that. You got my email. I get them from you all the time, and I send you some all the time. It's just Tom and then my call at gmail.com. So it's pretty easy. All lowercase letters. You got to be sure and use a zero in there, not an O. But, no, it It's in no hurry whatsoever. The balance not quite in the right place. But I'd like you to come up and visit. Although they said tomorrow, 70% chance of rain, so that kind of stinks. Well, we send best wishes to your wife and hope she's doing fine. And I don't know what to say. I think I'd have went to urgent care. But then again, I think she's a nurse, so she might not have needed it. Anyways, you guys know what to do. Have a great day. Talk to you later. KB4CBA in 0TR, clear.
I forgot you, yeah, that's right, you send me emails, so just email me your address when you get a minute, and so I know where to find you, because I don't know where you live, but anyway, 73 is KB4CBA.
Yeah, just look at QRZ with my call, it's there. All right, see you in a little bit, in 0TR.